back at home. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And being able to milk again has just been, it's just lifted everybody here. It's definitely nice to be milking again and to be doing what we feel that, you know, our farm is made for.
Loudoun County dairy farmer Ryan Bright is feeling a lot brighter than he was 6 months ago. That's when an early morning fire basically stopped the dairy operation in its tracks. No one or no animals were hurt from that fire, but it basically burned down the farm shop and destroyed the conveyors and other equipment that delivered the feed to his milk cows.
I don't know how many people in Tennessee are going back into dairy business, but you know, we were fortunate to be able to get things, to have coverage on all of our machinery enough that we were able to get back and get those things repaired and get a few things going. And like I said, our farm is set up for dairy cattle, and so it's hard to turn your back on all of those long-term purchases that we'd made before.
Ryan Bright, his father, and uncle have made the necessary repairs to the farm now, and by the end of July, they were back up and milking. Before the fire, they had about 100 cows in the milk line. Right now, they are at 50 head with hopes of building back up to the former capacity. Ryan is the fifth generation on the farm that was purchased in 1903, and for most of those years, there were milk cows. And today, he's glad there still is.
It wasn't like we quit. It was like we got fired. And that's not the way that anybody wants to stop doing what they love doing. We wanted to have common sense about us that, you know, if this wasn't meant to be, that we could, you know, make another decision to do something better. But we wanted to milk cows, so that's what we've done.
And you can follow along their journey at FarmerBright.com. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.